Welcome once again, folks, to the Forgotten Word, Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. We want to continue on today with our message from yesterday, the book of Matthew in the seventh chapter. We were talking about the golden rule, the narrow and wide gates, the tree and its fruit with the false prophets, and things of that nature. And I want to continue on discussing about what our job is. What do we have to do once we become a Christian? Once we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, is there anything that we're obligated to do, or is it just so simple as accept Jesus as your Savior and don't worry about anything after that? This goes, I know, against the grain with a lot of people, because it kind of falls into the once saved, always saved category, and there's a big, huge discussion and fight about that, whether, it is once saved, always saved, or it's not. Can someone lose their salvation? And that's not the purpose of the program today. The purpose of the program today is simply this. Look at what the Word says. Study the Word. See what God says. And I want to continue on with a little bit here. I'll read a little bit from 2 Timothy 4. What we're talking about here is Paul. And Paul is saying that, I'll just read the first few verses here. It says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables or stories. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. He's talking to Timothy here. He says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. He's talking about Timothy coming. So what Paul's saying here is, in those first seven verses, actually, he's talking about telling Timothy, preach the word, Timothy, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke those who are not preaching the truth, those who are not believing, teaching and preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul, remember, walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus, lived with Jesus, denied Jesus, came back to Jesus. And he tells him to exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when people, they just won't endure sound doctrine anymore. And my lands, folks, if we don't see that happening in today's society, in today's churches, I don't know how much worse it's going to get before somebody's going to throw open their eyes and realize what's going on. He says, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, because they have itching ears. And isn't that what's going on right now? People are following teachers and preachers that are just blowing them out of the water. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables or stories. But what's the most important part right here coming up? That's not the most important part. I'm sorry. The part that I want to emphasize today. He says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time for my departure is at hand. So what's Paul saying? Paul's saying that his time's coming. He knows he's going to die shortly. And he's okay with it. Why is he okay? He says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course and I have kept the faith. Now, what's he mean by that? As I've mentioned before, what does Paul mean by fought a good fight? I think what he's telling you is that he kept the will of God at hand. He followed the laws of the Lord. He didn't follow man's laws. He was put in prison. He did all kind of things that was contrary to what the laws of the land called for at that time, and he was put in prison for it. I don't understand. Again, I always come back to this. What's so hard to understand about it? And the answer always comes back to me again. Nothing. We make it hard because we don't like it. We make it hard to understand because it doesn't fit what we want. It doesn't fit what we visualize as being our life. It's a me society, folks. But you know what? Accept Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, promise to follow him, and then do it. And if you're doing it, you're doing something. So many people just get hung up on it's a grace, 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 and nothing but grace. And it's not just that. It's just like the Bible. I can't take one little piece of the Bible and say this is the gospel. The entirety of the Bible is God's word. One piece of the four God, what we call now the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I can't take one of them and says this is it right here. We have to take all four of them and see what they say. And that's what's going on now. We can't pick and choose. We can't, and that's why I say it's not just the through God's grace, Jesus' grace, that we're saved. That's what got us saved, is he opened the door and gave us it through his grace, our salvation. But then he tells us, look, what did he tell the people that he healed? Didn't you read it over and over again through the scriptures? Go and sin no more. Why? Because that's what you got to do. You have to do something once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have to act on that belief. You have to act on that action. And that's why we're seeing so many people in the world today who claim to be Christians. They claim that they've accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, and now they're doing anything and everything they want to do. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. You become stagnant. You become dead water in a pool. That's not Christ. Folks, we got to wake up. It's bad out there. It's terrible out there. The world is in terrible shape. Well, let me put it a different way. The people in the world are in terrible shape. We'll just use this term, the world, because it's easier to get across to you. The world is on its way to hell, with the exception of a few people who have truly accepted Christ. There are so many millions out there who just have not truly accepted Christ. They just went through the action, you know. They just played their little part because they thought that's all it took. And what are we going to say? Well, they didn't know any better, so it's okay. Well, that's not what the Bible says. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Doesn't anybody hear me? Jesus said, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. Jesus. You have to go through Jesus to get to the Father. That's the only way it happens. So therefore, we can't just let everybody slide and say, well, you know, they meant well. They didn't know at the time that when they said, hey, Jesus, accept me as your Savior, that they had to truly mean it. They didn't know that they had to repent of their sins. They thought that they could just continue on with their life and Christ was going to forgive them for everything they do from now on, because after all, that's what it's all about, right? It doesn't work that way. And you know what, folks? Wake up out there, America. It never has worked that way. Never, ever. If you're not acting on your faith through Jesus Christ, you are not fulfilling your obligation to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, those who do the will of my Father. I believe that's how it went. And that's exactly what it says. But he who does the will of my Father. What is he? Land sakes, wake up, folks. That's what he's telling you. You have to do the will of the Father. It says right there, he who does the will of the Father who is in heaven will enter. Those who do not will not enter. So get off of your seats, folks. Quit being a Sunday morning Christian, those of you out there who are doing this. I know some of you listening to me are not like that. And praise God. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, that you're walking with the Lord and talking with the Lord and sharing the Lord and preaching the word as it is. But there's many, many, many who are just sitting back doing nothing. Well, I accepted Jesus when I was 8 years old, praise the Lord. And since then, yeah, I was in jail a couple times, or maybe not in jail, but I've done this and I've done that. And, you know, it took me a long time to grow up, living in all that sin. But, you know, I accepted Christ back when I was 8 years old, and, you know, he forgave me for all my future sins. A lot of silence there, wasn't there? Think about it. Jesus is there for you. He wants you to do the Father's will. Get up and do it. Get up and do it. Make yourself worthy of him saying to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. Don't you want to hear that when you meet the master? I do. I want to hear those words. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well, something had to be done in my life for him to say that, more than just saying, accept me. Please listen to me. Please listen to me. Don't get bent up and bent out of shape on the once saved, always saved doctrine, whether it's right or wrong. Doesn't matter. Do what the word tells you. Do what the word tells you. Praise God, I'm glad you was with me today. I'm glad the last 2 days, I hope you've learned a little bit of something about this. Remember, that was in Matthew, and that started in chapter 7. Verse 13 all the way through verse 29. Study that again. Think about it. Read it. We're going to try to continue on with avenues like this, trying to take pieces of the Bible and have them make sense to you. Have them truly make sense to you, and not just, you know, one little word here and there, one little line here and there that you hear so much. You know, so many people just take a one-liner out of a whole chapter. And said, remember, that's what God said, do not this or do that. Well, no, there's a more to it. Read that scripture. Study that scripture. Get it in your heart. Get it in your mind. That's when you'll start really knowing inside yourself that you are walking, you are talking, and you are living with the word and with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And then one day you too will get to enter and see and meet and live with the Father forever. Amen. Gotta go. See you tomorrow. God bless every one of you. Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. I want you to join us again tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. or on the internet. Look for us. God bless you.